His captain, Paul Sterling, the captain for today's match, will make his way swiftly over this way. Having spent the last few weeks in quarantine and only had a couple of days practice, what does this win mean for you as leader?
It means a lot, yeah. We're delighted with how the lads responded. Coming from a tough loss the other day where we thought we were in the game a lot of the time, to come and put a performance in like this after the sort of off-field activities have gone on. So we're delighted to get the win today, we really are.
That catch... Talk me through it.
I think I was still hurting from the ball before. I think that was probably unlucky. Just got a grab on it. It was brilliant bowling from Andy McBrien all day. His spell was fantastic, or both his spells. And I think he's gotten the just rewards for being as accurate as he is. And the pitch suited his bowling. And he did really well today.
Craig Young and Harry Tector, your thoughts?
Yeah, Craig Young's bowling really well. He used to take the new ball not so long ago, so he's been given a different task, and it's to come in sort of when it's tougher as a bowler usually. He still gets a lot out of the wicket. I think that the wicket that he got bowled today nipped a lot, and when he gets it right, we feel in the game. So he's performing fantastic for us, especially not taking that new ball. And Harry, I can't say high enough praise for him. He's been in fantastic form. It's really world-class form. He keeps backing up performance after performance, and that's all we can ask. We've got a small enough pool of players, but whenever people start standing up like that at a young age, he's early 20s, the height is
22 years old.
He's only going to get better and better, and I really look forward to seeing where he's at in 5 years' time.
Let me get you away on this. Ireland haven't won an ODI series, I think, since July 2019, but you've taken down some big guns in solitary games, England, South Africa, etc., etc. Going into this third decisive match, how do you approach and focus?
Look, it's consistency. That's all we ask from our lads. We have struggled with that in the past, and it'll be brilliant. We've got an opportunity here, a real opportunity to make our stamp on this series and win it. There's no doubt, and we got the best end of the stick twice with the winning the toss, and there's absolutely no doubt about that. So we'll go away. We have a few things to think on. We have a lot to improve on. This isn't the finished article, and if it is, we're in trouble. The last 10 overs in our bowling innings, we hopefully can do a lot better. If we can finish that innings, we can make the chase even easier. There's a lot to improve on still, which is really exciting as well.
And I look forward to hearing your thoughts on these bubbles and how you handle it.
I think I've said enough.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Bish. Cheers.
Thank you very much.